The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
Hi, I'm Derek Storey with O'Reilly Media, and I'm sitting here with Joe today, Senior Product Manager for Apple, and we're going to talk about books in Aperture 2.1, but really, there's a lot more than that. I think we'll cover the basics, but we got some good stuff to talk about today.
We do. I think that the book creation part of Aperture has really grown in some really significant ways, probably in more ways than people realize. In version 2, we added some of the new book finishing options, a new size, the medium size, the wraparound dust jackets, the ability in your layouts to add photo borders and to have numeric details in terms of how you position items on a page. But we've actually even taken that further with version 2.1.
Yes, and I was sitting here watching you work on this, and I just realized that so much has happened that I haven't even caught up with it yet. It's like I was looking at a whole new area of the application that I haven't seen for a while. So why don't we start out, let's cover just some of the basic changes in version 2 in this area, and then I want to get to some of the publishing tools that are available to us after that.
Well, as I mentioned, there's a lot of new design tools, right? Those include a bunch of new themes, which are really worth exploring. Now, we added two themes in our version 2, and then we added another theme with version 2.1. So there are a couple of nice new design options, and one of the nice things about these new themes is that they give you some preset backgrounds that you can put in there, different background colors, so you have a lot more flexibility in terms of design. But the big sort of mind-blowing option that we rolled out in version 2 is this ability to create custom themes with your own page sizes. And those, I think we've talked about this a little bit, those aren't intended for you to buy the book from Apple because Apple's presses are set up to print in three sizes. But what we found is that we have such a nice flexible page layout tool here. Why not use this to create anything that you want that requires you to combine photos and text and in some form of a layout? So the key here is when you create a new book, instead of just choosing one of those preset themes, which are, you know, small, medium, and large, choose custom, and you will be able to go in and create any page size that you want. It could be anything from a, you know, a business card size image page to a you know, a poster. So you can go in there and create these custom page layout sizes, and then, you know, use as many or as few pages as you need. So I actually know photographers now who are basically creating these custom book themes and then just using one page just to be able to produce something that allows them to have multiple images on a page in whatever configuration that they want, drop in some text, and then go ahead and print.
This is where I think that it begins to migrate from a book layout tool to really like an InDesign or some sort of a production tool that goes beyond that. And the thing that I want to just note, what I like about it is, of course, that whenever you take a group of pictures and you select create book, you get your own work area within the project that you can go back to over and over again. So you can have all these sort of different custom layouts and so forth that then they just stay in your Aperture library.
Exactly. You know, one of the things to keep in mind, some of the user interface changes we made really help in terms of working with a book as well. So, of course, you've always been able to hide the inspector so that you can maximize the amount of space that when you're doing your book layouts. Because when you're doing a page layout, and especially if you're working with type and everything, you really do want to be able to get in close. But the other thing is, you know, with Aperture 2, we added this ability to view a viewer-only mode. Well, viewer-only is great when you're working on a book, because if you've already placed the images, you don't really need the thumbnail browser. And so now, if you combine viewer-only view with, say, the 100% view of your book, and there's a button right up in the upper right-hand corner of the book layout tools that allows you to just jump to 100%, or there's a variable zoom slider that you can use. I mean, you can now have this really nice view where you just have your page navigation on the left and the rest of your screen devoted to your book page. So that's another one. I found that it's just a great way of working on your book layouts when you're in there. And you're absolutely right. It's almost like we're selling it short now to call it a book tool, because, hey, you've got font control, you've got page layout control, you can set any page size you want. This is becoming a really versatile printing tool.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that people ask me all the time, and I get this especially when I'm teaching workshops, is there a way that I can create slideshows or prints or something where I have captions on the images or where I have some sort of information on the images? And most of the time, prior to this, the answer had been, well, you can, but it's really difficult. But now with this book creation aspect of Aperture, you have all sorts of flexibility that, and we're going to talk about, that goes into PDF publishing, that could go into Keynote publishing. This is really your design tool for any sort of output.
That is absolutely right. If you put a few of these tools together and you have a really powerful printing option. So let's just piece a few of those together. If I were to create a new book and instead of choosing one of the standard themes, I create a custom theme and I set it to the exact page size that I want. Now I have a page size that is set up for me. I go into my edit layout mode in the book tool. That allows me to position any of the images or any of the text boxes exactly where I want. Now, here is a part of the book layout tool that I don't think a lot of people take advantage of. There is a tool in the toolbar in book layout which allows you to add a metadata text field. Not just a regular text field that you type into, but one that is actually linked to a photo. And there are tools that you can use in the action menu in there that allow you to link or de-link these metadata fields from specific picture boxes that are on the page. Well, what I can do is I could add, for example, a text metadata text box with, say, the caption, and then I can lay that out anywhere on the page so that when I drop a photo into a picture box, the caption automatically now appears. Nice. And because I've been able to set the exact page size, I now have a printing tool that allows me to, say, automatically grab, you know, the copyright information or the caption information and overlay it in a very specific font, position it anywhere I want on the image, and then hit print and be able to print that one page of the book to my own printer. So there's some really nice tools. I think this ability to add linked metadata boxes onto the book pages is something that people don't take advantage of as often as they should, and it really does make it really easy to get sort of the information that you want overlaid right onto a print.
I also like it because it's efficient, because if you're doing your metadata up front when you're entering your pictures and you know all your basic sort of stuff, that Aperture makes it very easy to do. A lot of it's even automated, for instance, your copyright and so forth. Then a lot of that work's already done when you get to this layout phase, because you have that information available to you, and then it's just a matter of calling it out, right?
That's absolutely right. And there's a number of different choices you have in terms of how you use these linked metadata boxes. There's a pop-up menu. Again, this is in the toolbar that you get specifically for book layouts, where you can choose between all of the different we give you very specific sets of metadata that you can apply here. So it could be the caption, it can be the file name, it could be your credit or copyright information, it could be, you know, keywords. You can choose that. So you can have these laid out and you can even change your mind and have it link to a different metadata field. But you're absolutely right. If you've already added a lot of this, if you've done a lot of batch, you know, adding of detail, or maybe you've gone ahead and done some keywording and captioning on the front end, now when you actually lay out these images onto a page, all of that's automatically getting pulled in. The other thing I wanted to mention about this, because I know it's something that people sometimes have trouble finding, is you create these text boxes or these linked metadata text boxes. You get this default text in there, and people don't know where to go to control the fonts and the look and the style. So what you want to do is you want to select that text that you're working with there and bring up your contextual menu with either a right click or a control click, and then you get a font menu. And on that font submenu, you can actually bring up Show Fonts. And now it's your standard Mac OS X font panel. Mm-hmm. We may have mentioned this long, long ago in some of our discussions, but I think it's worth mentioning because you may be finding that you're using the book tool more because you can use it to do other things besides books now. Mm-hmm. You're going to want to go in there, pick your favorite font, you know, do something, maybe change the color of the text so that it looks really good if you do overlay it on an image. That's how you get to it. Control click or right click, it's all in the contextual menu.
That's terrific. So now, one other thing I want to mention before we get to the PDF stuff. You can also pick up colors out of your photo, right, and use them for borders and so forth?
Yes, that is also kind of a semi-hidden feature, but it's worth talking about. Well, first of all, let me make sure everyone understands how to get to these layout options, because they are not shown by default in order to save on some of your screen space. So you want to go to the little gear, little cog-looking icon, the little button in the lower left-hand corner of your book layout tools, which is called Book Actions. And in there, you will actually find a command called Show Layout Options. You want to make sure that you've chosen that. Otherwise, you won't see this photo border tool that you now get in the upper right-hand corner. I'm going to select a photo box, and then you can change the thickness of the border that you're going to add to that box and also the color. And when you click on the color swatch there, you get your standard Mac OS X color picker. And I can choose any color that's, you know, in there using any of the tools that are provided by default. But the part that a lot of people don't know is that you can click on, it looks like a little magnifying glass, and that's actually becomes a color picker. You just roll that anywhere you want over an image, and that will pick up that color, which you can then use to produce a border that's of a very specific color. So it's kind of nice for some of the work that you're doing on a book page. You can kind of pull a color out of the image and then turn that into a nice hairline or a key line around the image, or even do something a little more artistic.
That's very elegant. That's very elegant. And so that's something that you wouldn't really know is there, A, if you're not using the book layout tools under the gear menu, and then B, actually... Because, yeah, you're right. It looks like a magnifying glass. It doesn't really look like – you would expect maybe an eyedropper or something like that.
Right. I think maybe the idea is that you're searching for a color with that magnifying glass. Right. So, yeah, go out and click that magnifying glass, and you can roll it over any image, any thumbnail, and you can pull that color in.
So let's say you've done some really nice design work now, and it could be a book, but also it could be a single page. It could be something – that you want to flow back into Aperture as image. It could be something that you want to, you know, make a slideshow with. So we have some options around that, don't we?
Yes, and this is where we get into some of the new things that we added in version 2.1. So step one is, you know, get your page looking the way you want. Hit the print button. In the print button, you get your standard Aperture print dialog. You have the live preview of your pages there. You can actually, if you do have multiple pages, there's arrows that allow you to page through the book back and forth and to see what you've got. Mm-hmm. Now, there used to be a button on the bottom of that window, that dialog that comes up, that just simply said save as PDF. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much your only option, was either to print the book on paper mm-hmm. or to save it as a PDF file. You'll notice now in version 2.1, this Save as PDF button has turned into a PDF pop-up menu. And when you click on that, instead of just being able to save your book as a PDF file, you'll notice that there are a whole series of other options. And what these actually are under the hood are Automator workflows that we have created and pre-installed for you. And they do some really handy things. For example, you can now take your book and save the pages of that book as standalone JPEG files or TIFF files that are saved into a folder anywhere that you want. What it will actually do is print PDF, and then Automator will automatically kick in. You don't have to know anything about using Automator or AppleScript. This is all pre-installed, set up, put in the right place for you. You just let the thing run, and it will generate this PDF, and then it will parse the PDF into pages, will go ahead and turn those pages into JPEGs, and you're done. You actually now have, if you had a 20-page book, you now have 20 separate JPEG files. Each one is one page. And you can print those individually. You can send those mm-hmm. to a book printer and have them output the book for you on whatever paper, whatever stock, whatever binding that you want. You'll notice there's also an option there that says Save PDF to Aperture. And what that does is it first generates the PDF. And then you'll get a dialog box when the PDF is generated saying, how do you want to bring this back into Aperture? You can bring it in as a PDF and just sort of archive it there. And Aperture will display the first page of that PDF, but that's all. The more intriguing option is that right in that dialog, you can say, bring it into Aperture as TIFF files or as JPEG files. And it'll give you the choice of bringing those into the existing project so that your book pages will live with your original photos, or you can bring it into a completely new project. It's entirely up to you. You can actually rename these images on the fly so they come in as, you know, book page one, book page two, whatever naming convention you want. But anyway, you end up back in Aperture, And each of these full pages that you've designed, custom designed, are now images that you can now view in Aperture, which means you can also use them as a slideshow in Aperture.
Yeah, I'm thinking killer slideshow right away. And again, then going back to where people say, well, you know, I love doing slideshows, but I would love to have captions on my images in the slideshow and stuff like that. This is really a great way to do that.
That's right, because what this means is, assuming you've written your captions, right, no copy and paste, no retyping for sure. So what I would be able to do is have my book tool essentially lay these captions down either under the images or on top of the images, however you want to do it. And then I create these JPEGs, and I've got a finished image with my text on it. Now, combine this with Aperture 2's ability to allow you to do a custom page size. Mm-hmm. Do the math here, and you realize, wait a minute, I can create a page size that's the exact aspect ratio and size of my display. I don't have to do an 8.5 by 11, right? So I make this the exact size. I can create, for example, on my display that I'm using today, I could actually create a book page that's 1920 by 1200. So I'm getting the perfect aspect ratio. I can now lay my images out with text on this book page, but then end up outputting it to JPEGs, which are exactly sized for my display. So I get a great-looking slideshow. Nothing is clipped. I don't get any letterboxing. And I get to include multiple images on a single page, and I get to include text on the page if I want to. So you put all of this together, we've traveled a long way now from book layout, but you can actually use these tools to do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a high-definition presentation that you can put together for, you know, any sort of display, 16 by 9 or whatever. Now, since these are workflows, they live somewhere on our computer. Can we go in there and adjust them a little bit, you know, using Automator? Because Automator is really easy to use.
Yeah, this is actually a really important question, because as soon as people see that there's a command that says save to a folder as JPEGs, the obvious question is, well, what resolution are these JPEGs and what compression level was used? If I do want to send these images to someone to print them, they may say, you know, please send everything at 300 DPI, for example. So yes, there is a way to do that. And the way you do that is you go into the Finder. You're going to go to the root level of your hard drive, to the library folder. Mm-hmm. And inside the library folder, you'll find that there is a folder called PDF Services. Mm-hmm. You've probably never been there before. Here's a part of Mac OS X that's you're exploring for the first time. But this is where pre-installed Automator workflows live. And that's where you'll find all of these. Now, all you have to do, these are just workflow documents that were created in Automator. So all I need to do is double-click one of those. It'll actually open up in Automator, and you'll see all of the pieces behind the scenes that we built and pre-installed for you. So one of those individual actions that makes up this workflow is something called Render PDF Pages as Images. Now, this is a standard, you know, action that is included with Automator. We've just put all the pieces together for you here. And you'll notice that allows you to set, you know, format, resolution, compression. So that's where I can go in now and say, I'm typing in 300 DPI because that's the resolution that I want these images to come out in.
So if I'm in there in Automator and I see all these workflows and I want to adjust one, I want to customize it for me, I can save it as another workflow, make sure it's in that folder, and then it should show up in my pop-up menu in Aperture, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. So you can create these variations. So for example, why not customize one of these so that it's doing screen resolution JPEGs, so that when you do export out specifically because you're going to do slide presentations, you've got those, and then maybe you have another one that's set for very high quality compression, 300 DPI, makes much larger JPEGs, but those are because you're going to be sending them to someone to print.
Oh, one other thing. So our friend Sal, who's a good friend to Aperture users, he's also created a few. He's created a few more that don't come stock in the menu, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can actually go to Apple's website, to Sal's site, and I believe it's the AppleScript/Aperture section of Apple.com, and you can download some additional workflows that are just variations on this theme. But one of the ones that's particularly nice, and I've used it, and it's really cool, is Render PDFs as Images to Keynote. So if you are a Keynote user, you will totally love this. It will take everything that you've got on these pages that you've written up in your or that you've created in your book layout, render them each out as individual images, and then automatically create a Keynote presentation and size the images so that they go on each new slide in Keynote. So it gets you from aperture pages in a book to Keynote slides really, really easily.
And then the thing that I know a lot of people love to do with Keynote is they use it to put together high-end DVDs. They use it as a DVD authoring tool. So then you begin, another whole workflow begins to come together here where you can do a lot of your design work in Aperture, render out to Keynote, then add some more killer transitions and so forth, and then author your DVD. And then Aperture truly is your image and layout database.
I mean, all of this, I think, really just is really worth exploring because you can do so much more with these book tools than you know you could in the pre 2.0 era. We're having really great success seeing how some of the photographers are making good use of this.
Thanks so much for showing us this, Joe, and I'll make sure I put some links in the show notes on the stuff we talked about today so you can go find all this cool Automator stuff, and I'm going to go play with some of it right now. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.